The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on a Thursday edition. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got a lot of updates to share with you, but the next 2 or 3 weeks are going to be very interesting on the whole COVID-19 scene. And what I mean by that is the origin of this disease that killed so many people around the world, changed our lives, destroyed our economy, destroyed families, took education away from children, not just here in America, but around the world. And it is looking more and more likely that this may have been an accident, but this was not some natural disease that leaped from a bat to humans. There is more and more evidence that this actually came from a lab in Wuhan, China. For the last 10 minutes or so, I was trying to read very quickly an extensive report from Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair is not some right-wing conspiracy site. Vanity Fair leans pretty heavily to the left. And if you will remember, several months ago, everyone on the left, and I mean everyone on the left, was calling this ridiculous conspiracy theories. And, you know, Donald Trump was a xenophobe, and, you know, all of that stuff. That has all changed dramatically. And let me just say this, and this may anger a few of you. I hope it doesn't, but it may. But I need to say it because it's true. Donald Trump's worst enemy has been Donald Trump. I have said this on dozens of occasions, and if you're a regular listener, you know I was a great supporter of President Trump probably 90% of the time. Occasionally, I would criticize him when I thought that it was appropriate. But even while I was supporting his policies, what he was doing, what he was accomplishing, I said continuously, it's not what he says, it's the way he says it. And because of, and again, this may anger some of you, because many, many people love that about him. He is abrasive, in-your-face, crude, at times even vulgar. A whole lot of people really like that. Okay, I get that. But it also was his greatest enemy. And concerning this whole coronavirus thing, it is very possible, in fact, at this point, it is plausible that Donald Trump was right about the origin of COVID-19. It looks like he was right. Now, no one in the press is going to say that, even though they are flip-flopping like crazy. In fact, the Washington Post, either yesterday or the day before, actually went back into their archives and changed, edited a headline from 15 months ago when they severely criticized Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, for espousing a theory that has been firmly debunked. Well, the Washington Post edited that headline because now we know that that theory was not just a conspiracy and it has not been debunked. I'm trying to walk a fine line here. I don't want to tick off my listeners, but I gotta speak the truth. Donald Trump was probably right about the origins of this virus. It's unfortunate that he could not have articulated it in a less in-your-face confrontational way. And I'll just leave it at that. And again, I know some of you are going, well, that's the way he had to be, Bob. He had to be that way. Okay. That's fine. But anyway, this very, very lengthy Vanity Fair article calls into question Dr. Anthony Fauci. The National Institute of Health calls into question the authorities in China. In fact, this lengthy Vanity Fair article basically calls some of the authorities at the lab in Wuhan, China, just plain liars. They just lied to the world and were complicit with the World Health Organization and so forth. Will we ever know for sure the real origin of the COVID-19 virus? I'm not sure that we ever will. But it is looking more and more not just possible, it is looking more plausible that Donald Trump and those who agreed with him, Senator Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, and some other conservative senators and representatives, they were probably right. Mainstream media was unbelievably unkind in their coverage, their accusations, and so forth. So anyway, the next 2 or 3 weeks, things are going to get much more interesting. The thousands of emails from Dr. Anthony Fauci to many, many people have come out. And I've got a couple of stories in the stack that I'll get to a little later about emails between Dr. Fauci and people in the mainstream media. And now we know for sure that members of the mainstream media covered for Dr. Fauci rather than actually reporting. And we know that from their own words. interesting times. Going into a break, the good news here in Ohio, again, is good on COVID cases. Still below 500 and continuing to drop. No deaths reported at all in the last 24 hours. Mask mandate is gone. Fewer and fewer people are seen in masks. That's all good news, and we can rejoice. And again, it's time to go back to church.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, here's some updates. It is 2-0. What am I talking about? First Liberty. First Liberty is a fine Christian civil liberty organization. And I've been watching two different stories up in Michigan. I've been trying to keep you up to date. In both of those situations, a Michigan high school told a valedictorian, "You can't talk about Jesus in your speech." The first one was in Hillsboro, Michigan. The high school in question told the valedictorian, nope, you can't mention Jesus. That's not inclusive. It could offend someone. First Liberty wrote them a letter saying, hey, you are violating the constitutional rights of our client, and if you don't change your position, we will sue. The high school reversed course. Then just yesterday, I told you about Glynn High School in Westland, Michigan. Same thing. Different school, different valedictorian. In this case, Savannah Loeffler was the valedictorian, and she was told by her principal, nope. Your speech is not inclusive enough. You can't talk about Jesus. It could offend someone. First Liberty wrote a letter to John Glynn High School and said, you're violating our client's constitutional rights. If you don't change your position, we will sue. Well, this is interesting. The other high school just reversed themselves and said, oops, well, we didn't realize we were violating the Constitution, and okay, she can give her speech. At the John Glynn High School, well, it's kind of hard to explain. They are making a, quote, one-time exception. Yeah, they are making a one-time exception. They are not admitting they were wrong. They are not admitting that they were acting unconstitutionally. They are saying, okay, in fact, let me quote. In response to the letter from First Liberty, the high school refused to concede a legal requirement. Still, it allowed a one-time, non-negotiable relinquishment of control, allowing Loeffler to deliver her speech with a disclaimer saying, the school does not endorse the speech. But the school district wanted everybody to know, we don't like it. Representative from the school board said concerning her valedictorian speech, it is not a speech, it's a sermon. The attorney for the school district said the school district is under no obligation to deviate from its practice. The school district will permit a one-time, non-negotiable relinquishment of control over Ms. Loeffler's speech. So they tried to do enough not to get sued, but they wanted everybody to know, we don't like it. But Savannah Loeffler and the other valedictorian will be allowed to give their speech unedited. Good for them. Then there's another controversy down in Texas. This time a Texas valedictorian went off script. She submitted her speech for evaluation by the principal and the administration of the school, as did both of these girls, these Christian girls up in Michigan. Both of the valedictorians in Michigan submitted a draft of their speech, and that caused the legal consequences and so forth. Well, in Texas, the valedictorian submitted her speech for approval. It was approved, and then she got up and gave her speech, and she, talk about going off script. Yeah. She goes off on an abortion rant, condemning her state, condemning the governor of her state, condemning the attorney general of her state for passing laws that restrict abortion and so forth. She said, in part, "As we leave high school, we need to make our voices heard. In light of recent events, it feels wrong to talk about anything but what is currently affecting me and millions of other women in this state." She said that the state's heartbeat bill is, quote, dehumanizing. "I hope you can feel how gut-wrenching it is, how dehumanizing it is to have the autonomy over your own body taken from you." And she went on. Now, I'm going to run out of time. Let me just make some comments. I don't have any problem with her making those statements. If I'm going to stand for the religious liberty and freedom of speech for the two Christian valedictorians in Michigan to talk about Jesus, then I have to defend the right of this girl in Texas to talk about abortion. I mean, we've got to be consistent, but here's the problem. The two Christian girls submitted their speeches and then fought it legally. This girl in Texas did it deceptively. She deceived the school officials in order to condemn abortion-restricting laws. Shows you the difference between the left and the right, the Christian and the secular. Yeah, it's kind of glaring illustration of the difference between the two.